You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Mentioning reverse mortgages, this was a kind of an unfortunate story. Actually, reverse mortgages are going to really work for a group of people that need to take advantage of it. And for people who have a choice, if you have children who have some money who could lend you, and maybe, you know, if you own your house free and clear and you could borrow some money and get a monthly stipend or something where you don't have to make payments on the loan, you could do your own reverse mortgage with family, because a lot of the costs are very high. The costs are very high, and there's a lot of misconceptions about the reverse mortgage. I think when it first started, it was, you know, someone was going to own your property and they're going to take your property. And it's not the case. And there are many great websites and information about reverse mortgages. And I have a very good synopsis of the reverse mortgage. And you could get me at RadioRealEstate.com or after the program at 452-2428. I'd be happy to mail that to you. But I think it's a choice of last resort. And, you know, the money, particularly when you look at your house in Santa Barbara that's worth $1 million or $1.2 million and you own it free and clear, and you find out you can get, you know, $1,000 a month, it just doesn't seem like a good trade. Yeah, you can get more the older you are, the more you can get, and you can get a lump sum or you can get a line of credit, but there's a lot of alternatives. And you know, even the smartest people end up, I had some anecdotal stories this morning about people who went online to refinance. And these are not people who are unemployed, out of work for 2 years, and before that they were, you know, yeah, these weren't like desperate people. These are people that, you know, savvy, looking for, you know, best loan. Go online. No lender fees. Wow. Well, you know, how could you beat that? And they go to close and suddenly it's, well, we have a $20,000 fees that are due. Call up the lender. They're back in Ohio. They actually came in to a local lender to have them read the loan docs. Loan docs can be rather daunting. You're doing business with some mortgage broker out in Ohio. Oh yeah, you don't have to pay the $20,000. You don't have to pay the $20,000. Yeah, you don't have to pay the $20,000 because they were going to then put a lien on the property and a line of credit. So in other words, you were going to still owe the $20,000, but oh no, you don't have to pay the $20,000. I think it's called fraud. And they were more than willing to do it and commit it and get these people in. The other thing that was never mentioned was a hard prepayment penalty, 36 months. And a lot of times people who are grabbing a little money, they might be looking to maybe buy another condo before they sell their house. So let's grab this money, buy that, and then put the house on the market and get out of the whole thing. And then you find out if you weren't taken care of by a good, reputable lender that maybe is local, maybe there's some recourse if there's some problem. 36-month hard prepayment penalty. That means that whether or not you sell it or refinance that loan, you have an onerous prepayment penalty that could be $5,000 or $10,000. Boom. Go to sell your house and realize you got that kind of ding coming. Now, a lot of times, and I've met several people who had these kind of loans, it's because their credit might be, you know, really weak. They just, their income might be very erratic or non-existent. They have a lot of equity. And sure, someone will loan them the money, but they will tag them in the end. They'll tag them up front if they can, and they'll tag them in the end. And sometimes you have no choice. But to grab people who didn't have their backs up against the wall and to find that they were in a position to, you know, they were just seconds away from signing this, and would have just really, they would have gotten the shaft. Another example of who needs a realtor, who needs a local lender. So this fellow up here, he says about 6 years ago, he obtained a reverse mortgage. My upfront costs were about $11,000, which seemed high. Now, this guy didn't even need to receive monthly payments. He just wanted to set this up and elected to have a credit line in case he needed money for a new roof, new car, or some other unexpected expense. Now, why he wouldn't have just gone to get a line of credit through other means, I don't know. But he, because I know you can establish a line of credit if you have a, you know, if you only have a first on your property, you don't even need to own the property free and clear. And there's virtually no cost, at least the ones that I've seen. He wanted to have a line of credit in case he needed money for a new roof or a new car, some other unexpected expense. Well, that was 6 years ago. Now I'm 77. I'm still in good health. I didn't need the money. And I'm going to sell my home, move into an assisted living care. Now, since I never used the reverse mortgage, can I get a refund on my $11,000? Well, no, you can't. No, you can't. You know, it's all well and good to search the internet and look out there and see what's going on, but you have to really get a clue and get advice. And you know, the two stories we read today about the guy falling in love in 2 weeks and buying a piece of land for $28,000, or someone putting $11,000 in upfront fees for a line of credit on a reverse mortgage, is just, it's like a different language. 87 listings on Caravan, March 16th, 2006. 87 listings. Caltrans do not allow real estate open house signs, either Sunday open houses or, as on March 16th, was the Thursday in Santa Barbara, Friday in Goleta, Wednesday in Carpinteria and Montecito. Caltrans do not allow real estate open house signs on their roads. They will take the signs to sign jail. Their roads, Cliff Drive, Foothill Road, to name two. Now, I rarely, if ever, see an open house sign that's really blocking traffic or line of sight or something dangerous, so I can't figure out why they're allowed all over. Well, they're not allowed in Montecito or, I mean, in Hope Ranch. But, so I was, goes back a few months ago. I was a listing on one of these Caltrans roads, and agents know that you can't really put them on the corner. You got to either back them off or not have them there at all. And I know this guy, and I said, hey, I said, are you aware of this? They're probably going to steal your sign. He says, I'm aware of it. I'm trying to get rid of those older signs. I don't want to bother going to the dump. I'm hoping they take them away. That was very funny to me. Another update here. What should we talk about? Demographics. Who's out there like to rent a beachfront home for $10,000 a week? Or on a deal, $30,000 monthly. Wow. July and August. 2 month rental, 2 month minimum is required. Although, 2 month minimum, otherwise $10,000 a week or $30,000 a month. It's great. There are people out there. People out there. I had read another, maybe I'll save that for another time. Heating up, I read this, was it Sunday's Santa Barbara News Press, heating up for the sheriff. Boy, this is exciting to me. I guess we'll know at the end of March here, there's going to be two things. I guess there's the deputy association is going to pick someone, anoint someone. And CPAs and the accountants are all going through the council, the sheriff's council. That whole debacle. I hope that they don't find anything. I hope that it was just all a bunch of hot air. Not because I have any particular motive or care about Sheriff Jim Anderson, but I just have a gut feeling. I'm just hoping that he didn't do anything wrong, and it was just, and neither did the sheriff's council. Now, you know, would they go too far with the badges, handing out badges? You know, that doesn't sound like a good idea. But then again, it's done throughout California. I don't think it's a good idea. Someone should have a badge that might mistaken them for an official. You know, that's not a good thing. I don't know about the Chumash symbol. It was something on the side of, was it a police car or a helicopter? I didn't see it. I don't know if that's going too far. I mean, I think it was clear they went too far when they installed slot machines in the sheriff's precinct. I mean, that we know that crossed the line. That I can't have any complaint about. But the rest of it, I think it was pretty innocuous. When can't you deduct interest on a mortgage for a primary residence? Can you think of some examples? Well, one is there's a cap. It's either $1 million or they might have raised it to 1.1, but whatever it is, there is a cap. You can't buy a $10 million house, put down $2 million and have an $8 million mortgage and write it all off. The cap is at $1 million or again, maybe 1.1. Now, if you refinance, you can, you know, it's not what they call the purchase money. You refinance, but you can still write that off as long as it's. But there was an interesting thing that came up, and I'm still trying to determine what the story is. But I read something on Inman News, and the guy said that if you refinance, you can only write off $100,000 of your refinance. And I thought, God, you're telling me that all the people in Santa Barbara who are refinancing for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 loans, you're telling me that they can't write that off? You can only write off $100,000? So I emailed the guy, and well, he ended up calling me. Some guy back east. Oops. You know, he didn't mean to say that. And he did look up the IRS, and he's claiming now, and I forwarded this to a lender friend of mine, and she was going to check it with the CPA. He's claiming that the IRS rules state that if you refinance for more than $100,000 of your existing mortgage, you can't write off the interest above and beyond that number. So let's say you have a mortgage of $500,000. Or let's say you have a mortgage of $300,000, your house is worth, you know, $1.5 million. So you have a $300,000 mortgage. So you refinance and you pull out a new loan of $500,000. So now you're $200,000 above the existing loan of $300,000. He's saying, the IRS says you can only write off $400,000. That would be the $300,000 existing mortgage plus a $100,000 cap. If you pull out more than that, in my example, 300 existing, 100 cap would be 400,000. If you pull out more than 400,000, you can't write off the interest. And I saw that online on something, and this guy who is a former Wharton professor and MBA, he went and got this off the IRS. So maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. I don't know who the heck is going to go out and audit it and find out what your existing mortgage was. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you get audited and they go that far, but that's kind of scary. I don't know how many people pulled out more than $100,000 of their existing mortgage. I guess we could do a little survey of lenders, but that's kind of it's kind of scary. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. The website is radiorealestate.com. Or you can call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Do have a home price comparison index. Must be coming up with a new one soon. This one was 04. I haven't seen a new one yet, but it comes at the end of the year, so the one for 05 should be coming. But this is probably still accurate. You can calculate what it would cost you to replace your home that you own wherever you live, to move to another part of the country. And it covers quite a number of markets throughout the states. And it's a little brochure, and you can just do a little calculation of what, not what your home is worth, but what it would cost you to replace your home in another part of the country. And you can contact me at radiorealestate.com or 452-2428. And you can take a gander at that, see if it does you See if it makes you as happy as it makes me. It's coming up in 10 minutes to the hour. We'll come back for the fourth and final segment with the weekly sales update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.